Let me tell you about the sequence of events for our Vesper services. First of all, the children have been working on in Sunday school on a number of activities related to God's promises and God's gifts. And so this evening, what we're going to do is we're going to open with a hymn, which we will all sing together. Then we'll have a group of children reciting and reading poems and scriptures related to God's promises and gifts. And then we'll have a hymn, two hymns, sung by Tay Couch and his family. After which we'll have some additional recitals from additional children related to God's gifts and promises. And then we'll have a two hymns sung by Boone Mora and his family. And then we'll finish with the final recitals from the children. And then we'll have a closing hymn. And I do believe that the hymns, the opening hymn and the closing hymn, are going to be on the PowerPoint. So with that, we'll...
Just... the children come to me, do not hinder them, for such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, God, like a child, shall not enter it. Luke 18:16-17. Whoever receives this child is my name, receives me, and whoever receives me, receives him. Who is least among you and you all is the one who is great. Luke 18:48. Jesus cares for us. The shepherd knows his sheep. He calls them by name. When we see a crowd, we see exactly that. A crowd, we see people, not persons, but people in a flock of faces. That's what we see. But not so with the shepherd, to whom every face is different. Every face is a story. Every face is a child. Every child has. The shepherd knows his sheep. He knows each one by name. The shepherd knows you. Knows your name. Get in. The Lord searches all the earth for people who have given themselves completely to him. Make them strong. Chronicles 16:9. But Lord, you are my shield, my wonderful God who gives me courage. Psalm 3:3. The Lord is faithful and will give you strength and protect you from the evil one. Psalm 3:3. Lord, that he listens to my prayers for pay attention to me. So I will call him for help as long as I live. Psalm 11:6:1.
Thank you. Love is best explained by actions, so others can see what it is by what we do. Love looks through a telescope, not a microscope. Love with strings attached is self-love. Love looks not with the eyes, but with the heart. Love without expecting reward is a reward in itself.
And it creates no disappointment. To love for the sake of being loved is human, but to love for the sake of loving is godlike. Giving is the thermometer of love. We may give without loving, but we cannot love without giving. True love expects no return. Love never asks how much must I do, but how much can I do. The time to really love others is when they least deserve it. True love is helping someone who can't return the favor. Service is love made visible.
My greatest trust, God always gives the best to those who leave the choice with Him. Complete trust in God, ask no questions or complaints. God does not promise smooth sailing, but He does promise safe arrival. Peace to a Christian is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of God. Do the very best you can and leave the outcome to God. When it seems that life is rolling out of control, we can take comfort in God's power. He has everything under control, and He will work His will in every situation. Commit your way to the Lord, just in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the jest of your cause like the noonday sun. Psalm 37:5-6. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Proverbs 16:3.
Faith. Hope is wishing for a thing to come true. Faith is believing that it will come true. Great faith can be shown only in great trials. Faith in things unseen requires a simple childlike trust. True faith sees the invisible, believes the incredible, and receives the impossible. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Earthly possessions have no glitter in the presence of precious promises of God's world.
Thank you. We're going to try to sing two songs, Where No One Stands Alone, and the song, second song is entitled Softly and Tenderly.
Jesus is pleading for you. we linger and heed not his mercies. Mercies for you and for me. Come home, come home, come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling.
No one is hopeless whose hope is in God. The wise woman's stone. A wise woman who was traveling in the mountains found a precious stone in a stream. The next day, she met another traveler who was hungry. And the wise woman opened her bag to share her food. The hungry traveler saw the precious stone and asked the woman to give it to him. She did so without hesitation. The traveler left, rejoicing in his good fortune. He knew the stone as worth enough to give him security for a lifetime. But a few days later, he came back to turn the stone to the wise woman. "I've been thinking," he said. "I know how valuable this stone is, but I give it back in the hope that you can give me something even more precious. Give me what you have within you that enabled you to give me the stone."
Call me his child. What a blessing. What a privilege. What a responsibility. The Lord disciplines those he loves. As a father the son he delights in. Proverbs 3:12. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6:18. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father? Hebrews 12:7. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your strength and character. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, says the Lord. Psalm 91:15. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will help you with wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forever. Psalm 121:5-8.
Rejoice. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Rejoice. We're going to close with the singing of hymn 119A, after which we'll be led by prayer by Brother, my favorite brother from the fishing area, Brother Arbor. Thank you, Brother Arbor. And Brother Peter Morrow will close with the songs of the night.